welcome in everyone that's here to the iPhone Users Group VIP on this lovely day of April the 8th. One of my best friends in life, her birthday was today. Sadly, she passed away years ago, but I always remember her on her birthday. So anyway, getting started with the iPhone group. In the Apple Viz newsletter, those of you that do receive that probably read about the curb-to-car service app that's out now. I'm not sure that I personally would get this app because it's designed to help you find your Uber ride. I'm not sure how it works, but it uses your camera's, your iPhone's camera to locate the vehicle. I would imagine that you could launch that and it would open the Uber app. Hey, Chris Ann, welcome in. I'm talking about the curb-to-car app that you can get to help you locate your Uber ride. And I imagine you can launch the app and it would automatically link with Uber and import the information, what type of vehicle and all that, and then look for that in the app. But personally, what I do is I call Ira if I'm looking for an Uber and have them be on the lookout for it. Now, the paratransit service that I use is a direct ride service, and they send me a text when they arrive, so I already kind of know. But still, sometimes I tell the Ira agent to look out for a specific vehicle so that when they pull up, I know where they are and what color, you know, how to find them and everything. And there's other news in the Orion world. Terry, you'll be interested to hear this because I know you have the Meta glasses. Orion is now partnered with Meta, so you can now use Orion with the Meta glasses. How that exactly works, I'm not really sure. Maybe you can link it and give us a report next time we meet. All right, I'm going to open the floor now. This is your show.
This is not really an iPhone thing, but I thought it was interesting. I used Uber Eats today, and the person that delivered my order did so on a bicycle.
What was the name of that app, Cheryl?
If you're talking about the ride share, it's Curb to Car.
Okay, I got a question to ask. I'm almost embarrassed to ask. When I get a text message, I do not get any sort of a notification. I thought you were supposed to get some kind of a notification. Does anybody know anything about that?
Well, usually you'll get actually, it's a bicycle horn attached to my messages. So when a message comes in, it goes, dee, 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 dee. You know, it makes a horn noise. And then I know to check my messages. And sometimes up in notifications, you'll see the message there. So, and you can go into your notifications under messages and make sure everything's turned on, the sound badges and all that.
And remember, if you have your speech going, this is at least the way mine works. If I have music or something going, it'll announce my, like when Colette sends me a text message. But if I have speech going, it won't announce it. It'll just stop talking. So it might be announcing it. It just, you might be reading speech and it doesn't catch it. That's what I've seen happen with me.
And also, because Spence mentioned the horn, that sound or whatever, that would be under sounds and haptics, and you go in there and there's a whole selection of sounds that you could pick from depending on how loud you want it to sound or cut through.
Okay, so under sounds and haptics, because I've gone into, I went into notifications, and everything in there appears to be turned on. So I'll check sounds and haptics and see if I can get something going there.
Yeah, just like Hank said, when you go under sound and haptics, you got to go under tests to pick out the ringtone.
Yeah, I've got kind of like a desk bell, kind of like the bell that Janice has for her key up sound for my text.
Yeah, I got the whistle.
Yeah, I have different ones for different people.
Now, if you recently started not getting your notifications, I don't know if you're on the latest update of iOS, because I do remember some people complaining about notifications not coming through. And this is on Facebook, friends that I know. So, yeah, the sounds and haptics is just to pick the sound that it makes. And notification sounds like you're already there. That's to make sure your notifications come through. And I think you want to think there's a setting there for notifications on your lock screen as well, right, guys?
Yeah, there is. I saw that. It's turned on. I've got one for my daughter, Wendy, but I did that through her contacts. When there was a thing in the contact, I could put in a special notification for her when she sends a message, but I don't get anything for anybody else. So appreciate the suggestion. Thanks.
I just sent you a message, Park.
Yeah, if you go through sounds and haptics, that's basically setting a default for all your, for everybody. That's what anybody, that notification, any text message you get is going to make that sound, unless you go into contacts and change it to a specific sound so you know who the person is.
Yeah, like the, I have the old steam train whistle from my friend Grace.
Well, I appreciate the help because I didn't know about sounds and haptics, so I'll go in there and look.
Well, just before I came in here, I had a phone call, and it was up and, you know, it's kind of weird because I know when a phone call's coming through because my speech will interrupt. So it doesn't ring because I've got call screening on, but what I can do is look up in the status line, and it'll say call screening. But what I found out today is I can double tap on that and it'll open it up and it'll say possible scam call. Hey, Becky, welcome in. It'll say possible scam call and then it'll give the number. I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Parker, and haptics, you go, when you swipe to the right, the first one will come to is your ringtones. Then swipe once more, it'll be text tone. And what it'll tell you what the default one is. And then you just go in there and change it to what you want. Hey, Becky.
Hey, Beckers. When it's my turn, I have a little experience. I had to call Apple yesterday. I want to tell you guys about. No big deal when the conversation's to me.
Hey, everybody. Sorry, I'm late.
Hey, Beck.
I'm sure you get your volume turned up for him too, Parker. Hey, yeah. Wait a minute. I already said hi to Becky. Hi again, Becky.
Well, I think the floor is open. So, Dennis, what you got?
I actually have a couple of things. First of all, if you've ever heard of a program called This Week in Tech, it's at This Week in Tech, and they call it Twit Radio Network. They have an iOS weekly special if you want to check that out. Got some interesting information about moving files around. But the reason I mention this one is I think they're going to come out with iOS 27 maybe in June or July or August. So, but the other thing I wanted to mention, these spammers are getting smart. I got a phishing attack on my phone the other day. and it said my Apple account was locked and all this other stuff. And I thought, well, it looks like it's a scam because it came from a 212 area code, which is Manhattan. And I thought, you know, I'm pretty sure it's a scam, but it's late at night, so I'm going to just call Apple. And they were real good. She took the look. I had her take a look at my scam. Oh, yeah, that's spam. And I thought it was, too, but they're getting real creative, guys. They're getting real creative. They said my iPhone account had been hacked. And it rang a bell to me, but, you know, shit, excuse my language. They're just getting so... They're getting creepy.
Well, the scammers are always thinking of new ways to try to hook you or try to get you to tap on that link so they can get your information. And you did the right thing, Dennis. If you think it's a scam, it's best not to double tap on that link. Always go to the source. Behind it, whether it be your bank or anything like that, because in my junk folder, I was going in there looking for an email that I didn't get and found it there. There's all kinds of stuff that says, oh, your iCloud account is locked. All your photos will be deleted. It's just crazy. Delivery failure, you name it, they have come up with it. So, yeah, no, if when in doubt, don't.
Well, and not only that, it wasn't a link. It was an actual 800 number, a 1-800 number. And that's a kind of, I thought, you know, an 800 number, I better call to make sure other people aren't getting scammed. And I got to tell you something. I've called the main Apple number, and I've called the Apple disability number, and every time they've been more than pleasant. It makes me, I got to be honest, guys, it makes me not even want to buy another PC because these guys have been so decent to me.
They are really nice over there. Although I'm a PC guy, iPhone, but Windows. Played around a little bit with a Mac once. I found it cumbersome, but then again, I didn't get a lot of time on it. But yeah, they have all kinds of ones. I've gotten ones where I didn't pay my toll booth or something. I ran a toll booth and they're sending, you know, I got to pay my ticket or they're going to send the cops after me. Like you said, package failures. We got your name from a recruit. I think you'd be great working for our company. Yeah. All kinds of insurance stuff. It's crazy.
I've been getting thousands of them from iCloud, supposedly, saying they can't process my account. Your account's going to be deleted. And we're going to, you know, if you don't respond by midnight some night, all your photos and stuff will be removed from the server. I mean, I've been getting, I bet you hundreds of those stinking things.
I know, you would think they would get, you know, more inventive, but that it's just going into the high tech mode. What scares me is the AI and what it's going to be doing.
Well, I only had to contact Apple support just a few times. But every time I have, it's been a really good experience.
Oh, yeah, they're nice. And, you know, they could look at your phone and everything. It really works well. God, I was going to say something else. Well, and normally I don't even get nervous about it because I just delete them. But it was so different than the normal. You know, you get used to, oh, it's the ticket one or, oh, it's this or that one. And then when I looked at it, I thought, oh, this is really weird. And it didn't say spam because you know how it'll say spam or something like that. But then once I did it, it was spam. Moved it right over to the spam section. I see 24, or maybe earlier in the messages section. Now they have a spam section. Which is really good. So I just moved it over there. But you know, even a guy like me who's supposed to know a little bit, You can get fooled so easy. They're creative, man.
Yeah, well, all of mine's been coming into my email. I haven't really gotten a lot through text messages, but boy, do I get it in email.
Well, I've been getting officer call, Officer Peter, Officer Kayla, Officer Darren. Do any of you get any of those calls? I hang up right away. Now I screen my calls. I don't even answer my phone. Don't know why they're calling.
Yeah, it's been blissfully quiet ever since I turned that call screening on. That is just wonderful.
I get emails more than anything like that, and they do go into my junk folder, which is nice. But the thing is, if you do get one in your inbox or whatever, I still have never figured out on the phone how to mark that as spam. Or if it goes in the junk folder, I can move it to the inbox if it really isn't junk, because I get stuff like that too. But the whole thing of in the email program on the phone, how to mark something as spam.
That I'm not sure of. The call screening, is that the one where it just sends any numbers that are not in your contact straight to voicemail, or is it the one that prompts them to identify themselves before your phone will ring or something like that?
You can choose which one you want. And Cheryl, I totally agree. I turned that on a while back, and since I've done that, my spam calls have just disappeared.
And then you can go in and delete and then report as spam. But the mail program does not have that. You have it in messages, and you have it in your phone. Ability to send it as spam, you know, report it as spam. But I have yet to see that option in mail. So I don't think it, maybe in an update, they'll include that in there, because it's certainly needed.
Well, I don't use the email just because I've been lazy on the phone. Sometimes they might not call it spam. They may call it block. And I know some of the applications have block sender. That might be the better way. Usually block sender may or may not work. Even the spam thing doesn't work, but you might want to see if there's a call block sender.
Oh, yeah. I think there is anyway. I know there's a block caller. But another thing that they're doing is they're going into Facebook, and they're taking your friends and they're using your friends and saying, oh, hey, take a look at this photo. And, you know, there's my sister that passed away six years ago, and getting emails from her. That's very upsetting to see that. And then my cousins and, you know, people that I know from Facebook supposedly sending you photos, and you know better.
I've gotten those too from a friend of mine that died a year ago. And I get emails and it says, oh, I thought you'd really like to see these pictures. And of course, I don't click on them, but yeah. And I'm thinking, where is that coming from?
Well, come on. They're trying to convince you they got a new service. You can talk to loved ones from heaven. Don't you remember they had a 900 number in the 80s? You could do that.
Has anybody tried, you know, I hear this ad from Kim Komando all the time about this Incogni, I think, where if you subscribe to it, it goes through all of the various places that have somehow or other gotten information on you and get rid of it. And I just wonder how successful that is. Number one, she claims it is. But number two, how accessible it would be for us in terms of using it, and whether you get some kind of status report about how much it really has, you know, gotten rid of stuff for you or whatever. I've always been curious, but a lot of her stuff, I never know when she says it's good, whether it's really accessible or not.
I've heard that it's. I think it's called Incognito, and I've seen it on the Eric Erickson show, and he claims, and he's got a couple other computer advertisers. He claims that it's cut his spam and people harassing him down a lot, you know, for whatever that's worth. Of course, it's a sponsor of his show, but I have seen that before, and you know, you got your ham radio licenses and things like that. I just don't know how they could do it.
I got good news for you guys. I am in my inbox. And here, I'll do a quick demo for you.
100 unread. Jamie, unread. Amazon.com. Your coupons are here.
Hopefully you guys can hear that, okay? So I'm going to one finger triple tap. 1, 2, 3.
This message reply button.
So you got reply.
Reply all button. Forward button. Mark button. Collapsed.
Mark, that's collapsed. I'll come back to that one.
Notify me button. Mute button. Move message button.
Move message.
Archive message. But block contact button.
Block contact.
Unsubscribe button.
Unsubscribe.
Dismiss contacts menu.
Okay, let me go back to Mark.
Archive. Move message. Mute button. Notify me. Mark button. Collapsed.
So it says collapse, so it's going to bring more options.
Mark button. Expanded.
So now I'm swiping back to the right now that it's expanded.
Flag button.
Flag.
Mark is red button.
Mark is red.
Move to junk button.
Move to junk.
Dismiss contacts menu.
And button. Then dismiss contacts menu. So you can block it or move it to junk. I don't see Mark is junk, but I guess if you move it to junk, hopefully it remembers it.
You know, I move emails all the time, but I've never really explored anything past the move thing.
No, I haven't either. I move them all the time because a lot of my mail goes into the archive folder on my phone. And if I want to bring it up and put it in the inbox so I can look at it on my computer when it goes into my inbox. Wow. Okay. I haven't looked that far either.
Yeah, I've got a lot of mailboxes. I've got save this, notes, you know, different things, a work one, you know. So I, depending on what it is and where I want to save it. And then I forget where I put it, of course. And then I got like, well, okay, is it in this one? Is it in this one? It usually isn't.
I don't really move a lot of stuff around, but what I did like in there, I mean, under Mark, you can mark as junk, but past the Mark section, if it's something you definitely don't want again, there was a block contact. So I guess it would block it and you'll never get anything from them again.
I'm definitely going to be using that.
So I actually just locked my phone. I'll unlock it again and I'll let you guys know that in the inbox without opening the email, I did a one finger triple tap. I think, and I'll double check it right now, that if you do, some people prefer to do a double tap and hold. They usually do the same thing, but sometimes they do a little bit different things.
You know, and I forget about that. That single finger triple tap. I do forget about it, but it's a handy little gesture.
I still would like to know. It's so confusing when they talk about unwanted emails that you keep getting from the same company or whatever all the time, and how to unsubscribe, or newsletters. And how to unsubscribe. They say don't unsubscribe because then that shows that you're active, that it's a live address. So is that, does that just mean you, that's how you would block? And that would end that? I mean, that whole thing confuses me because sometimes there's an unsubscribe at the top of the email, and then there's one can be an unsubscribe link at the bottom. And it's like, I really would like to get rid of this so I don't have to keep getting stuff from these people and deleting it.
Yeah, that was interesting, that unsubscribe in those options that Hank was going through. I'm wondering if that would work.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I wasn't sure if you guys caught that. But I like the unsubscribe right there. You don't even have to open the email to unsubscribe, and there's a block. And I just verified, I tried it with the one finger double tap and hold instead of a triple tap, sometimes the speed it gets some people. It might be a little bit easier to do double tap and hold, and it brings up the exact same options.
Well, that's interesting. I guess if it was me, I don't know if that unsubscribe, that's interesting. I haven't seen that in an email program before. I'm wondering what that actually does. I guess if it was me, I'd probably just end up blocking it. What sucks about that, though, is if you don't block the domain, a lot of times they just switch, you know, switch stuff around. I've never seen that before. I wonder what that does, the unsubscribe, because if they're going to hit you, they're just going to ignore that, I would think. I don't know.
I think it depends where the email is from, because there are lots of places you can unsubscribe. I mean, I can unsubscribe from the iPhone group here if I don't want to keep getting emails, but I'm not going to do that because I like coming here. But it could depend if it's spam, because some places you actually subscribe to. Say you want notifications from a local restaurant, but you don't go there anymore. You unsubscribe.
Well, does that mean you can unsubscribe from anything? Say you go on a website and you're looking and you have they say, oh, give us your email and we'll notify you of any sales or coupons that we have coming up. Is that, I was under the impression it was like a newsletter. Well, I get this ACB thing every day, all their activities, and I have yet to do any of them because I have no time. I don't know how people have time to do all these things. But anyway, I was thinking of unsubscribing to that.
I'm thinking so. I guess I could go in and try to find an email. Everything I do is pretty much subscribed to, whether it be my credit card notifications or emails. That one was Amazon, so that was definitely a subscribe one, you know, send me promos. I'd have to go and see if there's any emails, like say from one of my friends, maybe from a band, from the band, if that unsubscribe is still there. Because, I mean, obviously I don't subscribe to a friend's email. So I wonder if that only comes up when you can.
You know, that's what I was thinking too. It might do that. I find that interesting. I'd be curious to see what the mechanism that they use that for. So, Hank, or if you ever figure it out, let me know. I appreciate it.
I'm searching around for an email that I know it's not a subscription one and see what comes up.
While he's doing that, I was just... our paratransit system here in town, they have added so many new services on, it's just gotten out of control. But anyway, they have partnered with Uber. And what it is, it's a voucher system where the JTA paratransit will issue the rider certain amount of vouchers worth $20 each, and all your copay is $3.50. So any ride you take on Uber that is $20 or less, it only costs you $3.50. So I found that really interesting.
Sorry, I was listening to my phone. I didn't quite hear what you said there, Spence. I apologize. But I'm on now. My singer sent me a link to jeans that he likes to wear. Not that you guys care about that. But after block, where unsubscribe was, it's not there anymore.
Archive message. Block contact button. Business context menu button. Block contact. Archive message. Button. Move message button. Mute button.
Sorry, I'm just going to check the flag.
Notify me button. Mark button. Collapsed.
Or the mark.
Mark flag, but mark is unread. Button. Move to junk. But business context menu. Business context menu. Button.
Yep. No unsubscribe on either section.
So it only shows up if you're subscribed. That's pretty cool. How smart is that app? I'm not smarter than the average app.
Well, in that list of actions there that you had, Hank, it has mute. I wonder what that does.
I suspect it probably lets you keep receiving the messages and then, or it tells the server temporarily stop sending Because I know when my wife would go away, she could turn the server off, you know, to stop giving her messages. So I wonder what that is.
Ask the A device, Hank, what that means.
I will in a second. Got the wrong key down. Yeah, there is a mute. I totally missed the mute thing. I wasn't paying it or looking for that. I wonder if that just mutes notifications. So if an email comes in from that email address, you don't get a pop-up or anything. Because it's not, how do you mute it? I mean, it's not an audio thing. So muting an email. Echo, how do you mute an email on the iPhone, and what does it do?
On your iPhone, muting an email hides notifications for that thread. You can do this by swiping left on the email and tapping mute. This stops alerts but keeps the email in your inbox.
Yep, it stops notifications from that email. So you get the email, I'm guessing, but you just won't get notified that you got one from there. But if you're scrolling through your list of emails, you'll see it. Hi, Allie.
You mean it won't ding? I mean, hey, Allie, welcome in. I got a ding for my email, so it'll probably still vibrate, but it'll go ding, and then it'll vibrate to let me know that there's a new incoming mail. It's kind of funny when I open the app sometimes. It's just ding, 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 and I just say incoming.
Yeah, right. At least for that email, it won't ding. If, you know, it comes in and at the same time as another one, it's going to ding on you. But if you don't really care when you see it, just you'll see it eventually. And when you're going through your emails, I'm assuming it'll stop the vibration as well. At least that's my assumption.
You know what drives me nuts is, well, I really like my phone. Siri is not as good as Mrs. A. I don't want to be, here's a web page with the information you might need. I don't want that. You know, it drives me nuts that I ask it a question and, oh, here's what I found on the web. If I wanted that, I'd go to my PC. It drives me nuts.
I've noticed that too, and it's kind of annoying because if I'm looking for specific information, I was putting together something the other day and I wanted five different things that it related to each other, but it was like, oh, check it out. No, that's not what I asked you.
Yeah, I hate when it does that, although it seems like mine has gotten better at giving me more answers and less websites. And sometimes when it's a kind of maybe a more specific answer, it says, would you like me to answer that with ChatGPT? I don't know if you have to turn that on or not, or it's by default. And then it'll play a little bit of music and then come back with a nice lengthy answer to my question. I also find it depends what you're asking for between the A-Lady and your phone. I'm thinking I should have gone with Google devices only because the people I've heard ask them give better answers. The A-Lady, I was asking if the UConn basketball team won or is winning or something. And it kept saying, oh, last Sunday, and I know they're playing right now. And, are they winning right now? Last Sunday, but I asked my phone, it'll tell me the score and how many minutes left in the quarter and everything.
Well, that's it. You just never know what you're gonna get in it. I hear, and this is what I've heard the last few times, that we're going to have Gemini, a real AI, in 27. We'll see how well that works. I like Siri, and she does a lot of things, but as the years have gotten by, and I don't know if it's just my phone, but I have to hold the Siri button down a lot longer than I used to have to, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah, you have to wait for it to start listening before it will respond. Otherwise, it's not going to hear everything you say. But this whole AI robot thing is really getting widespread. I mean, but it had a downfall. We read the other day about this robot running into a plate glass window, shattered it all to pieces. It didn't see it. Well, it's clear. It's not going to see it.
The other day, I asked the lady who won the Iowa-Illinois basketball game. She gave me the results, and she actually got it wrong. She gave me the wrong team.
Yeah, for sports, I don't like day lady. Speaking of AI, hello? Hello? Are you there? Then just say something, you know, I could say some mean stuff, but, you know, oh, bite me or something like that. Oh, great. My name is Susan. I'm calling. You know, it's AI. You could tell by the voice and you could yell at it and say stuff, even some nasty stuff. And next thing you know, you're getting transferred to a live person to so they could continue the sale.
Well, wouldn't it be great to be able to have an AI announcer, though? So you could watch the same baseball game or football game and custom that announcement for what you want. That would, now there would be something as a blind person, I'd love it. Because there are so many times I miss things in the football or baseball game if you're watching TV. Because they'll say, and we're going to the ninth inning. Well, what the hell happened? You know what I mean? That's where I think it would be great.
Well, I asked the A-Lady during a Detroit Tigers baseball game the other day. And I said, what is the score of the, I can't remember if I, Detroit Tigers, Minnesota Twins. And she was right up to the minute because I had it on the radio. You know, so-and-so is on, there's two outs in the sixth inning, the score is da-da. And she went right through the whole thing and she was right. So a lot of times I think it's what is the score of the football game, not who won or something like that. What was the score of the baseball game or what have you? She seems to like that better than who won the Detroit Tigers, Minnesota Twins baseball game or whatever.
It could be. It could also be the sport as well. And here's a question, because we're all saying the A-Lady, but not all A-Ladies are the same. Anybody using the A-Lady Plus, the new version, or everybody's still with the old? I'm with the old. I didn't like the new one. And a lot of my apps or linked accounts weren't working.
No, I'm using the new one. It works fine.
No, I'm discovering with the new one. I'm experiencing with the new plus. I think it works fine myself too.
I'm using the new. The only thing I don't like about it is it's very chatty and it interrupts. I mean, you have to really make sure when you ask it a question that you wait until it's not listening anymore, because if you don't, it will just chime in with all this stuff that you really don't want to hear.
If you want to stop that, tell it to turn follow-up mode off, and it'll say, okay, from now on, you'll have to prompt me before I'll respond.
Yep, beat me to it.
And that does make a big difference.
I know she has trouble with podcasts, because sometimes I'll listen to part of a podcast and stop it. I don't want to hear the rest of it. It didn't interest me like I thought it would or whatever. And then the next week or so, when I know a new episode of that podcast, she wants to go back and finish up that other one. you gotta say next, you know, really let her know. But she won't take that out of memory. As long as if you don't say which one you want, she goes right back to one that she remembers you didn't finish. How dare you?
Yeah, it can be kind of frustrating. I'm switching a little bit. Remember I told you guys in the podcast, because you mentioned podcasts, that you could read the text of the podcast? Well, I found more about that. My phone was crashing when I opened it up from the context menu. If I open it up from the actual player, the podcast player, the text comes out good. But what I found interesting was the speech to text caught links and it caught podcasts, because there one podcast I wanted to listen to and they had it on the text and it had a follow me link on the text right in the actual text of the podcast. And I thought that was interesting that that it picked up that follow link, and she just mentioned it. It wasn't a, you know, it was a voice podcast, and it was really cool.
I had the AWB Plus, and I went back to the classic version because it wouldn't answer my door. I had the Ring doorbells, and I'd say answer front door, and it wouldn't do it. So I went back. Well, that's where I am. Plus, she did talk too much.
Like, you know, sometimes when you first enable the Plus, it takes a while for everything to get incorporated into the unit before it works. So sometimes you just have to wait. I bet now it's probably, well, I don't know, but it might be a little better now.
I don't know, my wife would probably still hate it. It just talks too much. She asks it a question, and it goes on and on and on and on.
Well, when we ask it the weather, it has an infuriating habit of saying, and there's a riptide current warning, so if you're planning to go near the water, please be careful. Oh, we both hate that.
Yeah, it would be nice if you could dictate how verbose it was going to be, you know, like, you know, just give me short answers. And I think with some of these other AI applications, you can do that.
Well, what drives me nuts is whoever is programming that weather does not understand the difference between feels like a wind chill. She gets that messed up all the time.
This may be a silly question because I've never really played with it much, but what is the difference, you know, using the A-Lady app on your phone? Can you get it on your phone to do the same things you would get it to do with the device in your house? Say if you were sitting outside and you wanted her to play a radio station or something like that, can you tell her through your phone to play it, or how does that? I know you know you gotta set up routines and link your account to certain things with the phone, but I've never actually thought about, can you use it as you do the device in your house on the phone?
You can, but it's been my experience that it will play through the app itself.
Yeah, you have to have the app open, and there is a place on the bottom center of your screen that says "Speak to Alexa," and you have to tap that and tell it what you want. And then, because I play the daily connection skill. And I have done that when I've been away from home on my phone, on the app.
And I believe, like you said, play music, you would just have to tell it where. Because you're not at one of the devices. I have my devices with different names. So I'll just, which one's not, okay, the furthest one is, I'll just say, "Hey, lady," you press the speak button and you say, "Play, you know, my favorites on A Lady," and, or you could just say the "A Lady" in the living room, and that should work. And I think I had read somewhere or heard somewhere, it's like a year ago, that you can make different defaults. Like if you don't want Siri to be your default assistant, you can make it Google or the A-Lady. But I don't know how much, you know, we'd like that.
So back to iPhone, when has anybody heard, because I've heard some scuttlebutt about Siri becoming Gemini. So when that happens, will Siri be totally down the tubes then?
I have not heard anything about that.
What I heard, Mar, was that Siri is still going to be Siri, but they're going to use the Gemini engine, which is the same engine that you use it, that they use on Google. And I can't remember. Barry told me it was like Google.Gemini or something like that. They're going to use that as their AI engine, but I they'll probably keep it just as Siri.
Oh, that's good, because we're all used to saying Siri.
Well, yeah, and then if you don't have a recent phone, I forget what it was where they always said that the AI stuff is not available, like on my phone that I have the 13, that you wouldn't have that unless you upgrade.
Right. It'll be the, what I'm hearing is it's going to be in 27. I don't think there's actually any, Siri is still using old stuff from before. So the, Gemini is supposed to be in 27. That's what I heard.
And Siri, like I said earlier, is accessing ChatGPT. But I don't think it's its engine. It's just connecting to it. Because, like I said, sometimes when I ask Siri something, and it might be a setting, because I know the Apple Intelligence, I'll speak a little bit more of that after, I'll ask it a question, and it'll say, do you want me to use ChatGPT to answer that? What's funny is usually when I say no, she just doesn't answer me. If I say yes, it plays the music, and then it gives me a decent answer. And Apple Intelligence... what's weird, I turned a lot of it off because I got the store turned a lot of it on thinking I'd like it. Or he asked me, but he was telling me about it, is if I get a bunch of text messages like from the band or something, if I don't open the actual message, it gives me a summary of what the thread is about.
Oh, well, that's interesting. It must be because you have a newer phone. I never get any of that ChatGPT stuff, so... That's it. That's interesting.
Is it true that after 27 comes out, the SE phones, the 2020 and the 2022 SE phones will not be able to be updated?
I don't have a good answer for that. I would say that at least the 22 should. Because it's 2 years newer than the 2020, and it's only 5 years. Like my my 8 ran out at iOS 16, so I had like 6-7 years of updates on it.
Well, and that's what I'm planning for, Mar. That was the impression that I got, that 2027 is not going to be upgradable on the SE2. And I think that's because of all the, because they're doing so much more AI and speech to text on the phone than they used to. So I don't think Apple is real good about explaining that. So I suspect, but you know, they could change it whatever they decide to. So I take whatever I say with a real big grain of salt.
And it is possible because even though my iPhone 8 would not upgrade past 16, I think this my iPad is just as old or older. I have an iPad Mini 5, and it's running iOS 26.
And even though they're not upgrading the phones, the older phones, you can still use them. You're just not able to get it to the 26, or you know, upgraded to the latest software. I have a friend that's still using 18, doesn't want to update.
That's true, and they still will support them for a certain amount of because my iPhone 8, again, I wouldn't go past iOS 16, but for a couple years I would still get updates to the 16, mostly security patches and stuff like that. No, like new not really anything new feature stuff, but they still support it. So you're still good to use it, just you won't have the latest and greatest bells and whistles.
So it'll basically work as it is.
Yeah, it's not going to stop working. It'll still work as long as the phone works. It'll still work. Now, some of the apps that are iOS dependent on, you know, some of them will not work unless you upgrade. So that would be the only concern I would have about not upgrading the phone, is some of the apps may not work on the older phones.
Yeah, because I know, like, when I had my iPhone 6 for a while, and I just had it in my room, and I could answer it on my Wi-Fi, so I wouldn't have to come all the way out here and answer the phone. But my Chase app wouldn't work on there, and I think the Walmart one wouldn't work. And there were a few apps that I had that didn't work on there.
What reason, I'm going to ask this, what reason would you want an iPad over an iPhone? Is from a blind viewpoint, is there a reason why you'd want that?
Not really. Well, I'll tell you the reason I got mine, which I hardly ever use anymore, is I had a Bose Bluetooth speaker, and both my voiceover and the music, I used it for music, like out in the yard, were going through the speaker. So if somebody texted me or something like that, everything's going through the speaker. And, you know, if I got company and stuff, one, I don't need them to be listening to my text message and stuff. Not that there was ever anything bad, but, you know, it just interrupted the music too. So I got an iPad mini just so I could play music and use that separately, and also to save battery on my iPhone while I was playing, all the music. And then at some point with one of the updates, they fixed it. And so now VoiceOver comes through my phone and the music goes to the speaker. So I don't really use the iPad that much. But other than that, just be a second device, I guess. If you got some vision, it's a bigger screen, easier to navigate a little bit.
Does your the iPads have a camera on it too. And I'd thought about getting one just in case, my iPhone didn't work and, you know, I needed to use a camera to have somebody look at the screen and see what was going on.
You know, what's really cool about Ira, and I keep going back to Ira, but they are an incredible company. They will, they can do a screen share. You can broadcast your screen to their screen, and as you flick along, they can tell you exactly what's on your screen, and it's incredible.
Oh, I never realized they could do that. I know I had them help me the other day because my Roku stick remote control wasn't working, and boy, oh boy. I mean, they could look on my television screen and see that what I was doing, you know, arrowing down and stuff to the menus on the television screen. But then when we weren't solving the problem, boy, they went right online. They found the user manual for my remote control and looked up, you know, the troubleshooting things. And boy, oh boy, you just can't say enough about what those people are capable of doing. I'm thinking about upgrading my number of minutes. I don't always use my minutes in a month, so I'm thinking about it. But boy, oh boy, the stuff that they can do, and they'll stay on the only thing was that what I was having them do, and it took them longer because they wanted to look in the manual, was that it kept dropping the call after, you know, my minutes ran out. And so I had to call, and fortunately I got the same person back. And you wonder about that, you know, that if you're doing something that takes a little more time, you'd like the continuity of having the same person that started working on it with you.
Yeah, that is nice. And I've had them look up all kinds of manuals. I've had them look on, you know, remotes and help me put things together, fill out forms on the web. It's just the only limit to them is your imagination. Well, it is almost to the top of the hour, so on a very positive note, which is Ira, we will go ahead and suspend the meeting for today. This was very fun and informative, so thank you all for coming in. We'll do this again in 2 weeks, and I look forward to it.